Violence in the Tigray region of Ethiopia last week ended a months-long ceasefire. For nearly 2 years, the government has been at war with the rebel group TPLF, or the Tigray People's Liberation Front.
Throughout the conflict, Ethiopia has been in the grips of a humanitarian disaster. The war has blocked aid from getting to regions stricken by drought. Simon Marks has reported on the country for years, but he was expelled last year by the government. He is now in neighboring Kenya. Welcome, Simon.
Hi there.
A bit of a backdrop here first from you. The fighting has led to about 250,000 people in severe need of food. This is in northern Ethiopia. What is the fighting about?
Well, the original civil conflict between the Tigrayans in the north of the country and the Ethiopian government dates back to November 2020. The Tigrayans ran Ethiopia for the best part of 3 decades prior to the current prime minister coming to power. And when he did come to power, he sought to consolidate his rule and claw back a lot of the powers that the Tigrayans had once had. And this led to wide-ranging tensions that eventually exploded into conflict.
So it took a lot of doing to establish a ceasefire. It held for about 5 months, and that let in some humanitarian help. But now the ceasefire is broken. How and why was it broken?
So over the course of the last 5 months, there have been wide-ranging efforts from the international community to bring the two sides back to the negotiating table. The Tigrayans have wanted conditions placed on those talks, namely that Amhara forces from the south leave this part of Tigray in the west, which was annexed. That's a disputed area of the region. They also wanted services resumed, so the banking services, telecommunications have all been cut and never been turned back on again. The Ethiopian government, on the other hand, said, we'll have talks with you, but we don't want any of these conditions. There has to be no preconditions. And so there was a sort of standoff for weeks and weeks, some optimism that they might get talks, a lot of effort even regionally by Kenya to bring both sides back to the table. But in the end, meanwhile, I think both sides were preparing for another round of war, both by training soldiers, repositioning troops in the days leading up to this explosion of violence last week.
In the midst of all this, as you say, the humanitarian crisis goes on with little help able to get through to those who need it. The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, has relatives in the region and spoke last week about their struggle.
I have many relatives there. I want to send them money. I cannot send them money. They're starving, I know. I cannot help them. I cannot help them. I can help them. I can share from what I have. I cannot do that because they are completely sealed off.
And then he went on to say he doesn't even know who is alive from his family. Meanwhile, as you mentioned, the region has been cut off from the internet and telephone since the conflict began. What else are you hearing about what's happening on the ground in the north?
Well, the humanitarian crisis in the Tigray region is perhaps the most tragic ongoing aspect of this conflict. There has been some aid via the World Food Programme and other UN agencies that's trickled in over the last weeks and months, but it's nowhere near enough, and there hasn't been anywhere near enough fuel to transport that aid in a widespread way across the region. There has been some monitoring of malnutrition and acute malnutrition, both of children and mothers, both pregnant and lactating mothers. And the situation for those people is actually getting worse. So the whole region really is in dire need of being reconnected to Ethiopia, but also to neighboring countries also, so that it can have trade flowing, so that it can get seeds and fertilizer back in, so that farmers can plant, and so that the diaspora can send funds to families who have, you know, lost jobs and revenue.
We know the first grain ship from Ukraine with aid for Ethiopia docked in Djibouti, not too far away. How much relief could that bring?
Well, that's quite an interesting development in the sense that it left Ukraine and Ethiopia, like many countries in Africa, has had a huge tussle between the West and the US giving aid and Russia who are trying to gain influence with politicians in Ethiopia. So I'm sure Ethiopia will be extremely grateful for this food. They need it desperately. They have increased the amount of wheat that they themselves are planting, but there is a deficit and there's a huge drought ongoing in the Somali region of Ethiopia, where there's hundreds of thousands of people in need of food aid. So this will certainly help things.
That's journalist Simon Marks reporting on the latest conflict in Ethiopia. Simon, thank you.
Thanks very much.